Welcome to this podcast brought to you by the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. And now our host, publisher John Pritchard.
Welcome to this podcast. I think you'll find it fascinating. I had a great conversation with Jason Dominguez, a practicing PA, and the CEO of CryoConcepts, Sam Nidbala. We talked about new treatments in the dermatology space and how CryoLab from CryoConcepts has revolutionized practices by expanding the range of treatments and the value it adds to patient care. And real importantly, we also get provider insight into best practices for distribution reps to use when selling to dermatology offices in their territory. Jason, tell me about the types of clients you see at your dermatology practice and what types of skin problems you treat.
Yeah, at our dermatology practice in Odessa, we see a variety of patients. We do medical, surgical, and cosmetic dermatology. There's four providers there. One Mohs surgeon, who's a dermatologist who's been in practice for over 40 years, and two physician assistants. We see about 500 or more patients a week. The most common patients that I see are acne, seborrheic keratosis, and actinic keratosis. That's probably half of what I see. And then all of the other conditions are a variety, from skin cancers to blistering diseases, rashes, et cetera.
Interesting. Sounds like a busy practice. What's been your historical approach to treating these types of lesions?
You know, it depends. You know, on the skin lesions that we see, such as seborrheic keratosis and actinic keratosis, you know, seborrheic keratosis are benign, and actinic keratosis are considered precancerous. We've always used liquid nitrogen, and liquid nitrogen works well for these lesions. It causes destruction of the lesion for benign reasons or to prevent progression to skin cancer. And all of us in the clinic have all used liquid nitrogen for years, and it's worked really well.
So you've started using a new device called CryoLab Medical. Tell us about that device and how's it going?
You know, when I first heard about CryoLab, when a rep came to our office, you get set in your ways. But as I listened to him and thought about it more and more, and after trying it out, it has been great. Myself in the office am the one that uses it the most, but all of our providers are using it. And it's made treating these lesions easier, less risque as far as causing adverse events. And it's just been so helpful to our practice.
That's great insight. Sam, I'd like to bring you into the conversation. Could you tell us more about the technology behind CryoLab, and why did CryoConcepts develop such a unit?
Well, we knew that for years there was a need for something that would deliver, you know, a high standard of care, a good ROI for practices, and be really easy to manage as far as equipment is concerned. And, you know, we're the makers of HistoFreezer, which is one of the best known brands in the category. So we've got deep experience and understanding of what doctors are looking for. And the dermatology practice was one of the puzzles. And what we have discovered is something Jason explained, which is they may be using liquid nitrogen, but there's an opportunity within the practice to increase the practitioner's ability to address a lot of the standard lesions that come through the door. And so we developed CryoLab with all of these things in mind. And so what that did is it created a platform for the practices that are seeing a high volume of patients and their lesions, with the options of how to treat them, either for more cosmetic reasons or perhaps, you know, precancerous lesions. And so CryoLab kind of fit the bill in our mind, and we're really excited now to see it coming as a reality to practices and the experience that Jason has been describing.
Interesting. Jason, you know, our audience is made up of medical sales reps. What advice would you give them about selling CryoLab to dermatology practices in their territory? And also, what are some good door openers to help the reps get a demo with derm practices?
You know, in medical practice, at the end of the day, it's all about the patient. And that's what we found out with CryoLab. CryoLab has been amazing in treating these lesions and with precision and accuracy. And I would advise the medical reps to bring that up. Liquid nitrogen is great, like Sam said. We still use liquid nitrogen. We use liquid nitrogen every day in canisters for certain lesions. But CryoLab has opened the door for us to provide cryotherapy on these lesions in kids who we treated with topicals before, such as molluscum. And it's limited the discomfort that you feel with liquid nitrogen. So if you're a medical salesperson, I would encourage you to bring up those points, because when you bring that up, the practitioner will realize that this is going to be nothing but a benefit to them. I've changed so many things in my practice, the way I treat kids now. Warts, I use CryoLab to freeze. Before, I may have treated them with a topical because of discomfort. Molluscum, as I said, I use CryoLab now also because there's not as much discomfort as there is with your traditional liquid nitrogen, but you're still getting significant results. So I really encourage the medical sales rep to bring up those points, and that'll open the practitioner's eyes to see that it will be beneficial.
Thank you, Sam. Sounds like quite an opportunity for reps. How can they find out more about CryoLab?
Okay, so there's a couple key things to keep in mind. CryoConcepts is committed to distribution, and so all the products we're talking about today in CryoLab and others like HistaFreezer are all available to distributors nationwide. We, as a company, have three regional sales directors and one vice president of sales who are devoted to the category and helping distribution reps with the products. And it's really a great opportunity because, we're talking about CryoLab today and how it fits into certain practices like Jason's and brings value added. But we also have other products because we consider the category as a whole. And so while you may be familiar with the brand HistaFreezer, we would really encourage you to also check out the HistaFreezer Flex. This is the new generation product that brings really a whole new way to performing cryosurgery and other types of practices. And so for the distribution reps, they can either look at our website or also know, in addition to our own sales force, we work with MedPro, who again covers a nationwide network and works with all distribution reps. So really, we're covered. It's now up to each rep to reach out in whatever way works for them, and we're there to help.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time today. Fascinating conversation.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I just wanted to take a second here at the end of this and thank both Jason and Sam for sharing with us the last half hour or so. Hopefully you've all learned something new about the dermatology space. I know I did. I'd very much like to thank CryoConcepts for sponsoring this podcast. We couldn't bring this type of content to all of you if companies like CryoConcepts weren't willing to step up to the plate and sponsor them. So thank you very much. We hope everybody stays safe and has a great rest of the week. We look forward to bringing you more podcasts from the Journal of Healthcare Contracting in the near future. Thank you.